The Frankford Chocolate Factory has loomed over Washington Avenue in South Philadelphia since the 19th century. Once the nation's largest manufacturer of candy Easter bunnies, and before that a wallpaper plant, the red brick building stretches an entire city block. Now, a developer has bought the structure and wants to tear most of it down. Jake Blumgard of WHYY's Plan Philly reports.
From the outside, the former chocolate factory looks stately enough to be added to the National Register of Historic Places. And in fact, it was back in January. But inside, the building is in ruins. As a result, the developer, Ori Feibusch, only plans on preserving 20% of the historic site. To prove that the rest of the building needs to come down, Feibusch is offering tours.
Just watch your step, please. Oh, yeah, I know you're trying to record, but sorry. The last thing I need to do is to kill a reporter by accident.
And the factory does look like the set of a horror movie. There are huge holes torn in the ceiling where rain drizzles through. Unstable areas are marked off with orange spray paint. A stray cat lurks in the shadows. But historic preservationists have tried to nominate the building to the local historic register, which would protect it from the wrecking ball. Paul Steinke of the Preservation Alliance wants to inspect the building with his own team, especially because the previous owner planned to reuse almost the entire building as apartment units.
And we think that an independent structural report is essential, especially since, as we know, all throughout last year, the property was considered in good enough condition to put it on the National Register and prepare for an apartment conversion.
But Feibusch says the preservationists shouldn't get their hopes up.
There's always a stupid amount of money that you can throw at anything, but the idea that this is an easily or even a possible restoration or renovation just defies any and all logic on the property.
He envisions keeping a massive smokestack on the property and some adjoining buildings, but replacing the rest with 60 townhomes, an apartment complex, and shops. The case could be heard by Philadelphia's Historical Commission as early as next month. Jake Blumgard, WHYY News.